Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, November 11th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of health, fitness, and wellness news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
March Biosciences granted FDA RMAT designation for MB-105 in treating relapsed or refractory CD5-positive T-cell lymphoma. March Biosciences has been granted FDA RMAT designation for MB-105, their autologous CD5-targeted CAR T-cell therapy, for relapsed refractory CD5-positive T-cell lymphoma. This designation was based on positive data from their Phase 2 clinical trial showing evidence of clinical activity with a manageable safety profile. Initial results will be presented at the American Society of Hematology 2025 annual meeting, with further updates expected in 2026. The company plans to work closely with the FDA to expedite the development and review pathway for MB-105, which has the potential to address a critical unmet medical need for patients with T-cell lymphoma. Investor news breaks. NanoVericides and NNVC announces $6 million registered direct offering with concurrent private placement of warrants. NanoVericides Inc. and NNVC has announced a $6 million registered direct offering with a concurrent private placement of warrants. The company has entered into a securities purchase agreement with a single healthcare institutional investor for the purchase of 3,571,129 shares of common stock at $1.68 per share. In the private placement, Series A and Series B warrants will be issued to purchase up to 3,571,429 shares each, with exercise prices of $1.75 and $2 per share, respectively. Proceeds from the offering, expected to close on or about November 12, 2025, will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. AGP, Alliance Global Partners, is acting as sole placement agent.
Network news breaks. Oncotelic Therapeutics, Inc., OTCQB OTLC, and Sapu Bioscience publish landmark review defining sub-15 nanometers nanoparticles as new frontier in drug delivery. Oncotelic Therapeutics and Sapu Bioscience have published a groundbreaking review defining sub-15 nanometer nanoparticles as the new frontier in drug delivery. The review, authored Dr. Tapas Day and team, explores the therapeutic potential of nanoparticles in the 5 to 15 nanometer range. These smaller nanoparticles offer deeper tissue penetration, faster renal clearance, and enhanced diffusion across biological barriers. This breakthrough size regime could revolutionize drug delivery, overcoming limitations of small molecules and larger nanocarriers. Oncotelic Therapeutics is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company focused on oncology and immunotherapy products, with a mission to address high unmet need cancers and rare pediatric indications through innovative therapeutic candidates.
HeartBeam Inc., recognized as a top global innovator in portable ECG technology. HeartBeam Inc., listed on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol BEAT, has been recognized as a top global innovator in portable ECG technology. The company ranked second worldwide out of 243 firms evaluated in 12 lead ECG innovation in PatentVest's Total Cardiac Intelligence report. This recognition highlights HeartBeam's rapid advancement in its proprietary synthesis ECG system, with its strong intellectual property foundation being a key factor. HeartBeam, a medical technology company specializing in advanced electrocardiogram solutions for remote cardiac care, continues to make significant strides in the next generation of cardiac monitoring technology. U.S. senators reach deal to reopen government. A group of Senate Democrats has agreed to reopen the government, at least until January, without receiving a guarantee that their key demand of extending health care insurance subsidies will be met by GOP lawmakers. Players in the healthcare sector, such as Astiva Health, are likely to take a keen interest in the next vote of the Senate to see what unfolds.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Health, Fitness, and Wellness Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.